Hello and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. As you can see, we are in studio here. We are a little bit delayed because today's segment is going to be taped. There's some changes happening in studio. So we're going to do a slightly abbreviated version of the show, but this will play on Facebook throughout the rest of the week. Our topic today happens to be the Green Living Show, and that is adding plants and natural elements to your home. One of the trends for 2020, because of the pandemic, is actually bringing plants into your home. And there are very practical reasons why people bring plants into their homes. As we remember from being in grammar school and we're learning about science, plants give off oxygen and take in carbon dioxide. We as humans take in, give off carbon dioxide and take in oxygen. So it's a perfect system that should we be adding plants to our life for a healthy environment. One of the things that's trending, and it has been trending for a while, is a specific type of potted tree called a fiddle fig tree. Very in style right now, and I think on Facebook I have one up in one of the projects that I did, if you're following me on Facebook. Very stylish tree, beautiful leaves, and doesn't get too big. So it's a perfect plant to bring green or natural into your look. Number two on my list of things for green living for 2021 happens to be succulents. As we all know, the succulent plant has been with us for a couple of years now, but it's stronger than ever. People are creating beautiful arrangements for dining room tables and windows, anywhere you could put one on ledges, on mantles with succulents. And succulents are a great plant because they were meant for a desert environment, so that means that they don't really need very much water. What they do is when they get just what they need, they hold that in their sort of rubbery kind of leaf. So it makes them a wonderful, low-maintenance plant to have. And to be honest with you, in Maven Hill Home, I carry a line that comes from California of fake succulents, and you really can't tell the difference. It's pretty amazing, but it is always nicer to have live plants in your home. Number three on my list for 2021 green living would be to set up a terrarium. Remember when you're a kid, people would have terrariums? Well, terrarium bowls with soil in them and then different seasonal plants is becoming very popular in all different sort of modern stylish bowls. The one I saw the other day was actually a round bowl with dirt in it and then very interestingly placed plants, succulents in that. And it was a really nice, nice thing to do. Number four on my list for 2021 to try at this time of year is forcing bulbs. So I'm going to see if we can get a better camera angle here for me while I'm in studio. See if that will work. You can see I'm still working without a producer, but that's going to change pretty soon as we work on these COVID protocols. Forcing bulbs is when you take any sort of bulb that you might like, whether it be a narcissus bulb, a daffodil, any sort of hyacinth or any bulb that you like. And then what you do is you take a vehicle, usually glass, that has sort of a throat to it. And in the bottom, you just put water. And then you have to have a neck to it for forcing a bulb because you want it to stay above. You want the bulb to stay above the water, but of course to be rooted in the water, which will feed the nutrients to create the bulb. Doing those in succession or doing those in a windowsill or in a sunroom are a wonderful way to incorporate green living into your life. You're creating, just with the water and with the vessel, you're creating beautiful new life with a plant which without dirt will bloom in a great way in this sort of doldrums of winter. We're just getting out of January now to have something pretty to look at in your windowsill and possibly smell, with the exception of hyacinths, which really, really give off a nice scent and a great thing to do as we go into February. So we talked a little bit about green living, starting with terrariums. We talked about a little bit about succulents and how popular they continue to be in Green Living. We talked about the fiddle fig tree. I will have, after our abbreviated presentation today, I will have fiddle fig. I'll show you what one looks like online. Number five on our list is a living wall. And that's something that I've seen at a couple of very high-end places, one of which was Rutgers Landscaping, which happens to be right here in Ringo's, New Jersey, and then down in Princeton at a place called Viburnum, where people take some sort of a vehicle. In this case, they did it in Rutgers Landscape. They took a pallet, and they put, which I thought was kind of interesting. They put a pallet on its side, and they attached it to the wall, and then they put individual, beautiful, small plants in where the pallets are, but they were sort of protected by the strips of wood, now painted gray, and that went on a wall, and it was really beautiful because it was a living thing on a wall in a beautiful container. Now, I've seen that done also in kitchens where people do that with herbs. So they actually take some shelves on a wall, and they like a plate rack almost for each shelf. They put herbs in them, different types of herbs, and that's a beautiful thing. Number six on my list for living green is to start to create herb pots in your home. And I'm bringing all these things up because we are at the end of January. We're going into the beginning of February, and we're really in the doldrums of winter. And because of COVID this year, people are really not able to do much. So working in your home seems to be very serendipitous right now. And there's nothing better in cooking in the winter months, whether you're making soups or stews or maybe something healthy in these winter months to get slim before the spring, and doing herbs. What I decided to do after I put my Christmas decorations away is that I bought about eight small terracotta pots. But it's important to buy the terracotta pot that has drainage and then have something around it. If new seeds sit in water, they sort of rot. So you want to do that. So I took eight. I have a long counter in front of a window that's southern exposure. And I started planting different things right after New Year's. One of the things that I did very well with is basil. And I actually already, in a couple of weeks, have basil leaves that I can actually put in a can of tomato soup to make it seem more fresh, or in something that I'm going to create. I did parsley. Parsley is beautiful, and that's getting kind of nice now. It's kind of growing. Italian flatleaf parsley was the second one that I did. Again, adding nature to your kitchen, and also you get to enjoy these herbs. Sage is one that I planted, not from a seed, but from a small plant. And the sage leaf is almost like a lamb's ear. It's a really beautiful, nice leaf, and it smells nice. If you were making ravioli, maybe in a butter sauce, a little bit of sage would be absolutely wonderful. Cilantro. Now, I'm talking about growing different plants. Cilantro is basically Mexican parsley, and it's similar when you plant it from seed, which I did. It grows similarly to parsley, but the difference being that it dries out very quickly, and it can go from one day beautiful to the next day. So if you're going to do cilantro, be prepared that it might not work out as well as you can. I might try cilantro again and see if I can get it right. Thyme is a nice flavor. So I have some thyme plants in the window, and really, really, really nice fresh oregano. Now that hasn't grown too much so far, but they say fresh oregano is very different than dried oregano. And it's sort of a nice herb to plant. So I have a number of herbs scattered along the windowsill, sort of in succession, and all this green coming up and freshness and newness. That's what you want to do in January when you put the Christmas things away, the holiday things away. You want to start to celebrate a new season. We've talked in the previous two shows that we're doing white candles and natural elements and celebrating the season with light and decorating with accessories with white. Well, adding greenery to your home is a way of bringing in the spring in early. We talked a little bit about the living tree. We talked about the fiddle fig tree. How about growing grasses, wonderful grasses? Instead of doing a flower arrangement in the middle of your dining room table, how about getting a rectangular, maybe, planter maybe made out of wood or something recycled or something interesting. Line it and fill it with grass, some sort of small ornamental grass. And there's a lot of them. You can even use catnip. There's a lot of things, unless you have a cat, a lot of things that you can do with grasses, a living thing in your house, instead of having cut flowers. Having said that, if you don't have a green thumb and you can't grow things, having things that are living but cut in your home is also very nice at this time of year. And one of the suggestions I have for updating your home now going into February and looking forward to the spring is to work with some cut flowers. Now, there's certain flowers that I like a lot because they have a long shelf life. And one of them has to be Alstroemeria. And I've talked about Alstroemeria on the show before. It comes from Colombia. It's relatively inexpensive. You can get it anywhere. But if you get a bunch of Alstroemeria, I like to do one color. It comes in lots of colors. But for this time of year, I love whites and greens. You'll have that for a good 3 weeks, if not even a little bit longer, because it has a long shelf life. So bringing in some greens with fresh flowers is a nice way, if you don't plant, it's a nice way to bring some green into your home. Using moss to decorate. Years ago for projects, I would use moss sort of on the top of fake plants to sort of give them the look. But now people are using moss and doing things with it. I've made wreaths with it. I've gotten wreath forms and covered in moss and just did that. I line a lot of beautiful pots that I have with moss for the look of it. Sometimes I'll take a beautiful pot and just do moss on the top of it, which is a wonderful thing that you can do in the space. Be creative at this time of year. Take lots of different vases that are related. I have a number of blue and white vases in my dining room sideboard. Get one type of fresh flower. Perhaps it's just something as simple as a carnation or a lily, perhaps in white or green this time of year, and put a single stem of different heights in each one and do that on a sideboard. That sort of celebrates spring, the transition of season, and you have something of life in there. But you don't just have to use flowers at this time of year if you're going to do an arrangement that's cut. Leaves make beautiful, beautiful arrangements. Throughout the year, once we're in season, I will pick from my garden and I will feature different types of leaves of things that are around my property, not necessarily traditional things. In December, at Christmas time, I went around to all my bushes that had beautiful greenery, and I put in each one of those vases that I had, I put different greenery. I put boxwoods in some, I put cedar in others, different types of greens. You can do that throughout the year. You can find beautiful, maybe hosta leaves if you go this time of year into a florist. You can get beautiful hosta leaves and display them. Another thing that's come back in style that was very in the 70s, but it's very in right now again, is ferns. Work with a fern. How about you have maybe a library room, and on the coffee table, instead of doing candles, put a beautiful fresh plant. Do a fern. They're not really hard to take care of, and they bring a lot of greenery into the space. How about if you want to decorate, also think about natural things like working with fruit. I often talk about how fruit can be really beautiful in making arrangements. How about Granny Smith green apples? Taking a bowl and filling it with Granny Smith green apples and putting it on your dining room table or your kitchen table. It's absolutely beautiful. If you don't have a bowl that's handy, how about a cake plate? How about doing a cake plate with that, or a salad bowl? I talked in a previous show that one of my customers in her kitchen had a beautiful dark carved wood salad bowl, and she filled it with avocados, another thing of green that celebrate nature and going towards spring. So a lot of things that you can do to make your house updated and using natural elements to do it. Again, I love Granny Smith apples. Avocados are nice too. Limes. Display your limes. I think limes are beautiful. I once did a flower arrangement with a glass base, and the base was all limes. People looked at the limes more than they did the flowers that were coming out of it. Tomatillos, green grapes. There are a lot of things that you can do that are natural elements that represent spring. And don't just limit it to things like that. Even putting out beautiful jarred olives, if you have a little bar area, all green, stuff like that, that shows spring and it shows vegetation. Interesting to look at. A couple of plants I like to plant at this time of the year, or you can find in the markets as well in the floral shops, are primrose. Primrose comes out in January, and it's beautiful to have them on your counter or your sunroom, and they're little tiny delicate flowers, and they bring in the look of the spring season. Lenten roses. This is the perfect time if you go into a garden center, or even sometimes in the floral departments in the supermarkets, ask for Lenten roses. It's a beautiful perennial that you can have right now in your home. And then when the season comes, you can transplant it outside and it will continue to be with you for years. In fact, I always have Lenten roses in my home because when St. Patrick's Day comes, I do them in green and I cut those beautiful green flowers low for my arrangement for St. Patrick's Day. So Lenten roses are another thing. How about creating a topiary, getting a shape, whether it be a wire cone or something that you like, and then start to work with ivy or something that climbs with green and bringing that into the mix. All wonderful ways of creating a living thing in your home and creating that green living that we're talking about. Well, today's show is just very abbreviated because we are having some changes in the station, but I did want to give you the highlights of our show. We'll be back next Wednesday, same time, 3 p.m., with a full new episode of our program, Modern Design. Thank you for being with us, and this will broadcast on Facebook throughout the rest of the week. Thank you, and goodbye.